Amen.
Where could I go? But to the Lord, needing a friend to save me. In the end, where could I go but to the Lord?
Come on there.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else gone to other places and turned it back, not listening to you, but where could I go but to the Lord?
He's well,
always there.
Hallelujah.
I come to you this morning giving all honor and all praise to God, who is certainly the head of my life, me and mine.
Yes.
Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend MacMillan, Minister Riley, my lovely wife, and my beautiful, beautiful church family.
Yes.
It's an honor, a privilege, and it's always an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for someone needs to hear from you.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for someone is waiting.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for someone knows not what to do until you come. Speak, Lord. Use me, Lord. Do with me what you wish, Lord. Use me any way that you see fit, Lord, but speak a word, Lord. Somebody is crying.
Jesus.
Speak a word, Lord. Oh, Lord, we wait for you, for there's nothing that I can do, there's nothing that I can say that's worth anything until you come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Heavenly Dove. Take control right now and have your way in this vessel, in this place,
yes, sir, God.
On this day.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Pray myself happy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
yes, sir. That's
thank
all
you,
right.
Lord.
Right.
Thank you. Well,
this morning, if you would turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians, the second chapter. Second chapter of Philippians. That's Paul's letter to the Philippians. He wrote it from prison.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2, start with verse 1. He reads thusly, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, mm-hmm. if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We'd like to use as a topic this morning, considering the cost of hope. Considering the cost of hope. We've been on hope all year. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you just can't get enough of. It's what keeps us going.
Yes, yes.
Hope.
Hope.
If you lose all hope, then we'll be a miserable bunch if we mm-hmm. lose all hope. Somebody needs to have some hope.
Yes.
Other people might lose it, but somebody needs hope.
Amen.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Have you ever considered what God paid for our hope? Mm-hmm. You consider the cost of hope. See, God gives us hope, but what did that hope cost him? Have you ever wondered if, is there any way, because of all that God has paid for me with his son's death, is there any way that I could repay him? Is there anything that I can offer God because of all that he's done for me? Is there anything that I can offer him?
All right.
Seeing that I don't have anything.
All right. Well, yes.
And when you consider the cost of hope, in John 12:27, and 28, Jesus summarizes his purpose here. As he faced the cross, you'll hear him say, he said, what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour?
Jesus.
But for this purpose, I came to this hour.
Yes.
Father, glorify your name.
Mm-hmm.
He offers us an example of humility.
Yes.
Obedience.
And yes.
What can I give to God after he's given me so much? Maybe, since I have nothing to give him, maybe I could give him myself.
All mm-hmm. right.
Songwriter says, I give myself away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Use me any way that you see fit. Do I have nothing to give you, but I'll give you myself and you can use me.
Well,
any way you see fit. Do with me what you wish. Perhaps I can say something to somebody if I just get out of the way and let God
all right.
use me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the least that I can give is all of me. You know, we as people, we consider what we do in the way of Christian work. That's what we call ourselves. We call ourselves serving God. That's our service to God. We think yes. we sing in the choir and we do little stuff. We try to work our way to yes. God. We try to yes. please him by what we can do. And
that's right. Yes.
But you see, what we are to him is more important. It's not what we do for him, it's right. what we are to him. I'm his hands and I'm his yes. feet. Do with me
whatever
you know yes. you want to do. Do with me and do it however you want to do it.
Come on there.
The least I can give you is me.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I got.
Yes, sir.
Is me. I don't have any righteousness or anything to give that's worthwhile, but I can give me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess God gets tired of us sometimes. Because as children of God, we moan and
uh-huh.
we groan about our situations and
complain.
Circumstances. Woe was me.
Why?
Why is this happening
mm-hmm. to me?
To me.
That's right.
Yeah.
What can I give God for what he has given me? A question you can write down. How can I live mm-hmm. so God can use me? How can I live so God can use me anytime and anywhere.
Yes.
How can I live? So, God, can you? He can't use you if you running about all about yourself, talking about yourself and what you did and how you did it, and I want all of the attention on me. God can't do nothing with you then.
Yes, come on.
And I live so God can use me. And if you run around and nobody even wants to be around you, you can't speak God's word when nobody will come around you.
All right now.
Live so God can use you. It's the least that you can do, seeing what he has paid for you. He hung on a cross. They stretched him right for you.
Yes.
When you were off doing whatever you were big enough to do, God still looked out for you. God still waited for you to come around to him. He didn't turn his back on you like we do so often. How can I live so God can use me? You know, these last couple of months, we've been talking and teaching about how to experience the reality of hope happening. Hope happening. You know something about that? You throw that word around all the time, hope. But so many people don't even know what it means. But when we start talking about experiencing the reality of hope happening, if you simplify it, what we're trying to get to is that when we let the God in me manifest itself, so that God can actually use me, that God can actually speak through me. And that don't mean that, see, when Dwayne start putting Dwayne in front of you, you don't get nothing but Dwayne, and that won't get you anything.
Yes.
But when you let God use you, you see, one of the biggest needs of this world is hope. Let me tell you something. You can't give hope unless you have hope.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Last time I checked, you can't give something that you don't have.
That's right.
I'd like to help you, but I don't have anything to give.
That's right.
So you gotta have hope. The only way that you can have hope is that you allow God to manifest himself in you. And when you let him manifest himself in you, then you are living hope. You can go around people, and when you go around people, they can get hope from you.
All right.
Speak the word. I want to live so God can use me. Have you ever considered the cost of hope? I want to just look at a couple of things, couple of aspects, if you will, of hope. A couple of aspects of hope. The first thing we want to look at is the essence of hope.
Essence.
Not an essence. People cook. That's not me. People cook. And you hear them say, put the essence of something in now. It's, I don't know what they. But the essence, that, you know, the essence is that ingredient, that property or group of properties. That, without it, whatever it is you're doing wouldn't be what it is.
All right. Okay.
It's the essence. Mm-hmm. Well, the essence of hope is God.
All right.
You see, Romans 15:13 says, "And the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing that ye may abound in hope."
Yes.
through the power of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen anybody abounding in hope? I remember my mama, yes. She would abound in hope, and it was nothing else that she could be abounding in when she kept right on smiling, and
yes.
She kept right on moving, and she kept right on encouraging, and we certainly didn't have anything, but she had hope.
All right.
Yes,
sir.
Something that used to wonder sometimes, why is she so happy?
Yes.
But the God of hope will fill you with joy and peace. I don't care what you're going through. If you allow God to have his way, he will give you joy and peace in the midst of your storm.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And Isaiah, in his scripture there, Isaiah chapter 40, 31 says, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? When you're going through something,
and
just don't seem like it's going to ever end. It just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yes.
Just don't seem like it's going to ever end. But they that wait on the Lord, the Bible said they shall. It didn't say they might. It said they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk
and not
faint. They that wait
on them now.
Preach.
Wait on
the essence of hope is God Almighty, and all you've got to do is let him have his way.
Oh,
and right in the midst.
Oh,
yes.
In the midst of a matter that you don't know what to do or which way to turn, but right in the midst of it, God can give you hope. You say, I'm going to come out of this. I don't know how long I'm going to have to toil in it, but I'm going to come out of it because I know God is able.
That's right.
He is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God is able. Thank you, Lord.
The essence of hope is God Almighty, the self-existent one. He said, I don't need nobody else. I'm God. By myself, I don't need nothing else.
Yes, okay.
He is the essence of hope. Songwriter says that some hope in chariots and some hope in wealth. But my hope is
Jesus
and nothing else.
That's right.
Some hope in armies and the strength of men. My hope is in Jesus, who calls me friend.
Yes, sir.
He bears me up if I should fall. My everything, my all and all.
Yes, Lord.
Some hope in fortune and some in fame. My hope is Jesus. Salvation's name. My hope. Is in Jesus. The essence of hope. And then, if you look at another aspect of hope, the attributes of hope, you see that the essence, nobody can replace God. The only essence of hope is God. You can't participate in that because he is God all by himself. So he is the essence. You can't reflect God's essence, but you can reflect God's attributes.
All right.
Hallelujah. You see, when when God is allowed to have his way in you, there's two attributes that you can reflect. One is righteousness. It's an attribute that God will allow you to reflect. You don't have any yourself. You don't have any righteousness yourself. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. You don't have any righteousness. But if you let God have possession of you, you let God have his way, then you can show one of God's attributes. You can show righteousness.
Hallelujah.
You can become righteousness. If you just let God have his way. Galatians 5. Verse 5 says, for through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So Lord, when I look at me,
yes,
wretched man that I am, I look at myself, I consider my own mind, and I said, Lord, how can I get from here to there? How can I do it, Lord? I don't see any way. I'm in this body of flesh. How can I be what you want me to be?
Yes.
He said, let me have my right to you. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. By faith. Those who walk in the Spirit wait for righteousness. I'd like to say it, keep your wits about you. Just an acronym, walking in the Spirit.
Walking in the Spirit.
Anytime you're going through something, just think about it. When you're about to lose it, you're about to lose your way, you're about to lose your wits. You keep your wits about you. That's walking in the Spirit. And when you think you're about to lose it, call on the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Wits.
Thank you.
I don't want to do what my mind is trying to tell me to do. I don't want to go the way my mind wants me to sway. Take control, Lord, as I release to you, have your way. Attributes of hope. God manifested in me. So God manifests his righteousness in me. And all I have to do is submit.
All right.
And then, another attribute is the glory of God. God's glory can shine through if you let it. If you get out of the way, then God can glorify himself in you. You ever got in the right place? I think we all have been there at least once. When God has done something for you, you might be in church, or you may just be with your family, but God make you feel real good. He make you feel like you belong to him, and you just feel like right now where I'm at, nothing could go wrong.
Absolutely.
Somebody will say something to you and you respond in a way that you have to go and look in the mirror and say, who said that?
All right. Preach, preach.
Might just be me, but I've looked many times and say something to somebody that may be blasting me one way, but then you can say something back. He said, who was that? The glory of God will shine through. If you get out of the way, just give him a moment. It doesn't take long. Just don't react. When somebody says something, just don't react. Give God a minute. And if you just wait, then God will show his glory through you.
Yes, sir.
All right. You don't have to fuss and is an attribute of God that he will manifest in you. Mm-hmm. Romans 5:2 says, by whom also we have access by faith.
By faith.
Into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the price has been paid in full.
Yes.
Jesus paid it all.
Paid it all.
All to him.
I owe,
but I got nothing to repay him with but
me.
All right.
Hallelujah. When we go back, and I'm not going to be here long, he says. Probably heard that said before.
That's okay.
But when we look here at Paul, see, Paul was expressing confidence in his present circumstance. Paul was in prison.
Yes.
In bonds, the Bible says.
Uh-huh.
Even in bonds, he was still trying to encourage others.
Yes.
He looked right past his own bondage and he looked to encourage others. If you look at Philippians, the first chapter, and then we're going to get to the text and we're going to be done. The first chapter then, verse 19, I'll skip to 20. Paul says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. But that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die
is gain.
Paul says it's a win-win.
Yes, sir.
If I'm in God, I can't lose.
Yes, sir. Jesus.
I want you to be careful to catch what he's telling us here. He speaks of two things. He says his earnest expectation and my hope. We've been talking about that. You see, when we follow the scripture, Paul is saying that my earnest expectations, the way I see it, what I expect to happen, what my communion with God seems to say to me. But Paul says, but I know that my earnest expectations don't have to be right. That's just as clear as I can see it. But live or die, God has the last word. And Paul says, so whatever God says is all right with me.
Yes.
If I get what I expect, then this is what would happen. But I know that I'm not always going to get what I want.
That's right.
So Paul says, live or die. I will not be ashamed because the God I serve is in charge, and whichever way he carries it,
it's
the right way.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Let me show you what I'm talking with Paul. See, Paul says, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor.
All right.
Yet what I shall choose, I won't not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having
a desire
to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But he says, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful to you.
Uh-huh.
And having this confidence,
yes,
I know that I shall abide and continue with you,
mm-hmm,
for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming again. So Paul said, those are my earnest expectations. It's as much as God gave me.
Uh-huh.
It's what I expect to happen. But nevertheless, if God goes another way, that's all right too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Paul is teaching us something. He said, if I just let Christ be magnified in my body,
mm-hmm,
whether by life or by death. For me, to live is Christ, and to die
is gain.
Is gain.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look close to this scripture, Philippians 2,
mm-hmm,
verse 2, Paul says, telling the Philippians, he's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He's encouraging them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he asks, he says, fulfill ye my joy,
mm-hmm,
that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes.
I say like Paul this morning, I speak to CLLC,
mm-hmm,
let this mind be in you.
Yes.
When you go out into the world, wherever you go to, your jobs and wherever you're going, and you're seeing all of these faces and heads hung down and people with no hope, and
all right,
we're running around and we're saying that, what can I do?
What can I do?
And I think that's the problem. It's not enough of us letting God use us.
Yes. All right.
Do you have hope? Do you believe what you profess? And I know you all profess it. I know all of you here.
Yes, sir.
Do you profess that God can do anything?
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Can you confess that God will never leave you alone?
Oh, yes.
Then walk like you believe it.
Jesus.
Carry hope into a dying world, a world that's just more and more each day losing hope. Carry hope. And you can carry it because you have it.
All yes. right now.
Three quick notes for you. One, when you're a true servant of the Lord, you will not try to dictate to God what your circumstances ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Y'all get that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you have questions, ask God.
Yes.
Don't go running to your neighbors, and he may have a godly person in your life that he uses as a voice, but make sure you're getting directions from God when you have questions.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause if you don't, you'll get misled.
That's right.
Alright.
And the final point. When you live so God can use you, you will find yourself praying for others.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pray for others, you'll be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because when you realize that where I stand, when I fully submit myself to God,
mm-hmm,
where I'm at, I can pray for others because
yes.
God's got me.
Oh.
I'm fully committed and submitted.
Mm-hmm.
when you consider what it costs God to buy our hope, the least you can do is give yourself to Him. So live that God can use you. Live so God can carry hope through you. Live so God can use you anytime and anywhere. You can't be used. You ever got upset? Stop fussing and screaming at somebody? And I know about the Adonis preachers are, because I'm one of them. But when you start fussing, you start looking at yourself. And you say, now how can God use me? I go and look in my own mirror and say, that face all twisted and turned around. How can God use that? You can't do nothing with that. Everybody clean their throat. Live so God can use you. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yes, sir.
We thank you, Lord, for the visitation of your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
We pray now, Lord, that you would just take us by the hands of our minds as we leave this place, Lord. Just guide, lead, and direct us, Lord. When we get tired, remind us, dear Lord, that you are still there. Every time we get ready to make the wrong move, remind us, Lord, that you're still there and that you want to use us. But you can't use us until we live so that you can. We thank you. We praise your name.
Yes, sir.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.